If you happen to be riding down Market Street and see a frumpy woman dressed in a Tooth Fairy costume carrying a collection bucket, it's me. Let me rewind. Christmas Eve, 2014, cold and drizzly, 6:45 p.m. We're scheduled to fluff up and attend a few holiday events. I hear Billy's car pull into the driveway, a short delay, and in he pops, runs straight upstairs and hops in the shower, not saying a word. Odd, but he's done odder things. He comes down from the shower, washcloth in hand, covering his face. "I think I need a stitch," he says, uncovering his usually handsome face. He looks like he was on the receiving end of a Mack truck. "You think?" Poor thing had fallen, chin first, on the slickery concrete driveway. Certainly he needed a stitch. His pearly whites were sticking through his bottom lip. Off we go to the emergency room. He is immediately whisked back and attended to with great attention. "How about an x-ray?" the ER doc says. "Why in the world would we need an x-ray when stitches will do the trick, and we can be home in no time? We have places to go and people to see." Then we overheard a telephone conversation between the ER doc and a Dr. Goldwasser, facial surgeon to the stars. Yep, broken jaw in three places, which required wiring his jaw shut for 3 long weeks. The irony was not lost that the quiet and reserved member of the family is the one wired shut. Billy was very efficient in his accident because he also knocked out his front tooth, making sucking soup from a straw a pureed piece of cake. Of course, I couldn't resist sending crime scene photos of Billy's face with the corny captions, "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth," to all our friends and families. Billy saw no humor whatsoever, but while in the emergency room on a Christmas Eve, desperate times call for desperate humor. So once home, I whipped out that magic bullet and let the soups begin. I started off with healthy spinach smoothies, but eventually had to blend up some pad thai because he felt soup waterboarded. During the 3 weeks, I felt like a terrible person sneaking out to an actual restaurant and eating actual food, but I did it anyway. I couldn't punish the restaurant association because Billy couldn't chew. He had had the first of 2 root canals as a result of the fall, but he is on the mend and might be able to eat real food by Easter. So when you see that tooth fairy, give generously.